And welcome to another night of area high school basketball. We've got Marceline at Knox County, and it's the girls' game first. It's being brought to you by the Blue Room in Edina, Bobby D. Clark, CPA in Edina, C&R Supermarkets in Edina and Cahoka, Cardwell Lumber Company Incorporated, south of Edina, the Citizens Bank of Edina. Also by the Edina Sentinel Weekly Newspaper, by Hawkins Harrison Insurance with offices in Edina, Kirksville, Cahoka, Lancaster, and Memphis, Knox County Dental Office, Knox County Home Health Agency, and Home Health Department, and by Knox County R1 Schools, Northeast Missouri Co-op Services in Edina, and the Farm Shop in Edina. And now let's take you down to Edina, Missouri for the girls' game with the play-by-play. Here's KMEM Sports Director Donnie Middleton.
Welcome, everybody, to Knox County High School. Let's take a look at the starting lineup first for the Marceline Lady Tigers. They come in with a record of 9-13. It'll be Ramsey Bruner, a senior. Ireland Bloss, a sophomore. Natalie Pennington, a freshman. Kennedy Edgar, a senior. And Addison Huber, a junior. Ramsey Bruner, Ireland Bloss, Natalie Pennington, Kennedy Edgar, and Addison Huber, 9-13, and coached by Jordan Beck. For the Knox County ladies, it'll be Brianna Miller, a junior. Delana Strag, a sophomore. Jen Hinkle, a junior. Elena Pulliam, a senior. And Abigail Becker, a sophomore. The Lady Eagles, 2-19, and coached by James Dent. Again, Brianna Miller, Solano Strag, Jen Hinkle, Elena Pulliam, and Abigail Becker. So the Marceline ladies have taken the floor. Here comes Knox County. This senior night here at Knox County High School. Seems like just yesterday that we started the whole thing. So Jennifer Hinkle will jump center against Ramsey Bruner. The ball is up. Tip is controlled by Marceline as Natalie Bloss will bring it across the timeline. Knox County comes out man-to-man. Ireland Bloss has it on the left wing. Inside, shot put up by Bloss. No good, and off of the rebound, Knox County. Here comes Brianna Miller to the right wing. Becker, three-pointer out of the right corner. No good. Off of the rebound, Kennedy Edgar. As Edgar will bring the ball across the timeline, picked up by Savannah Strag. On the left wing to Bloss. In the left corner, it goes to Huber. And back to Bloss. Bloss cut off on the left baseline. Now she has the ball stolen away by Elena Pulliam. She gets it ahead to Strag all by herself. Oh, Glass got it. 2 points to Rama Strag. 2-0, Knox County with a lead. Across the timeline comes Natalie Bloss. As Bloss tried to get the ball inside, and it goes over to Kennedy Edgar. Now kicks it back out to Bloss, top of the key. Inside, it's shot by Huber, turning around 10-footer, got it. Addison Huber has 2 points. Full court pressure by Marceline. As Brianna Miller lost the ball, and Huber gets it, puts it up. Off glass, got it. Flat pressure again as Savannah Schreck down the near sideline gives it to Becker in the right corner. Becker looks for somebody. Kicks it out to Hinkle on the right wing. Now three-pointer on the waist. Pins in and out by Brianna Miller. And Huber off of the rebound. Huber gives the ball to Edgar. And Edgar, between the two circles, kicks it to Bloss on the left wing. Bloss cut off on the left block. Kicks it back out to Edgar on the left wing. Inside shots put up by Huber. No good. Rebound comes off to Bloss, puts it back up, and got it. So that was Natalie Pennington, rather, got the two. As Savannah Strag tries to dribble to a double team, and a whistle and a foul. The foul's going to be on Natalie Pennington. As now Ireland Bloss will check out, Cassie Rogers will check in for Lady Tigers. Pulliam with the basketball at the timeline. Gives it over to Miller on the left wing. Miller will drive, dribble drive the basket, but on a shot and missed it. And Bruner comes off the rebound. As Bruner will bring it across the timeline. Gives it to Rogers on the right wing. Lost it, now picks it back up. Gets it underneath to Huber. Off glass and got it. That's 6 points for Addison Huber. And it's 8-2. Marceline with the lead. As Strag across the timeline. Now the left corner, a three-pointer by Becker. Left it short and off of the rebound. Comes Bloss, put up a shot. That was Bloss. Yes, it was. Shots put up, no good, an air ball. Yeah, but they save it in bounds, so Huber puts it off. Glass got it. 10-2. Marceline is the lead. In the backcourt, Jennifer Hinkle. As Hinkle brings it across the timeline, gives it on the left wing to Brianna Miller. Kicks it inside to Pulliam. Pulliam on the left block. Kicks it back out to Hinkle. Tried to. And batted away. It's picked up by Hinkle. Takes down the left lane. Puts up the left hand. No good. Blocked by Huber. And out with it comes Kennedy Edgar. Edgar down the left lane. Kicks it off to Rogers on the left wing. Inside to Huber. Turns. Puts up the shot. Missed it. That due to foul, I think it's going to be on Abigail Becker. And it will be. So Abigail Becker picks up her first foul. As to the line will go Addison Huber. First shot up. Got it. 9 points for Addison Huber. And now James Dent wants a timeout. 4:34 left to play in the first quarter. Marceline girls 11. Fox County girls 2. Back in 30 seconds. This is KMM Sports.
The weather is changing, and most all appetites agree great food is close by at the Blue Room in Edina. Open Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. This winter, warm up with the Blue Room's daily lunch special Monday through Friday. Dine in or call for takeout, 660-397-2550. Year-round, we're your friendly hometown bar and grill restaurant. Food and fun for you, your family and friends, and proud sponsor of the Knox County Eagles. It's the Blue Room in Edina, Missouri.
Welcome back, everybody. Knox County High School. Addison Huber at the line. She has 9, looking for 10. Eyes it, fires it, got it. 10 points, Addison Huber. And it's a 10-point Marceline lead. Brianna Miller down the far sideline. She's guarded by Bruner. Picks up the dribble on the left wing. Looks for somebody to throw it to. Now pops Becker at the top of the key. Now Srag on the right wing. Back to Brianna Miller, top of the key. That's Miller. Looks for somebody. Becker has it on the right wing. Becker looks for somebody. Now pops Srag between the two circles. Now Srag around the top of the key to Becker in the right corner. Becker is guarded by Huber inside to pull him on the right block. Hinkle 15-footer off the heel of the rim, no good. And the rebound slapped out of bounds by Huber. So it should still be Knox County basketball. It will be. So Jennifer Hinkle will inbound on the near sideline. 3:56 left to play in the first quarter. As Hinkle looks for somebody. Still looks for somebody. Tried to get it in the Srag. Batted away. And it's picked up by Bloss. Bloss in a hurry. Now slows down across the timeline. Gives it to Edgar on the left wing inside to Huber. Huber puts up the shot. No good. Nice defense by Abigail Becker. As Hinkle. Well, that's Pulliam. Gets it to Srag. Srag on the right wing. Now Hinkle has the top of the key. Becker on the right wing beyond the arc to Miller. Between the two circles. Miller will try a three on the way. No good. And out of the rebound is Ramsey Bruner. Bruner down the far sideline and carried the basketball. So the turnover gives it back to Knox County. Jennifer Hinkle will inbound on the far sideline. No pressure by Marceline. Miller brings it across the timeline. Lost a handle on the basketball. Picked up by Bloss. We go the other way. 3-on-3 fast break. Bloss. Gives it to Edgar in the left corner to Bloss on the left wing. Kicks it over to Bruner. She'll try a three on the way. Pinballs in and out. No good. And so out of Srag on the rebound. Now Srag in a hurry. Takes it to the basket. Puts up the shot. Blocked by Bruner. But they're going to call a foul on Ramsey Bruner. So Ramsey Bruner picks up her first foul. So Anna Srag will go to the line to shoot a pair. Looking for, well, she has 2, looking for 3. Isaac fires it, and in and out, no good. So still 2 points for Savannah Srag. 2:56 left to play in the first quarter. Srag, Isaac fires it, and missed it. But Pulliam comes off the rebound. And now they call it jump ball. All of that integration stays with Knox County. So let's see who's going to inbound. Brianna Miller will inbound underneath her own basket. As Miller, ball high above her head, gets it to pull him in the right corner. Ankle at the top of the key. Ankle takes it down the left lane, kicks it back out to Miller on the left wing. Miller left side of the circle. Now Becker for three. Out, no good. And Pulliam comes off the rebound. She tried to get it back out and goes in the backcourt, picked up by Brianna Miller. Miller across the timeline. Sragg in the left corner behind the arc. Sragg gives it to Hinkle inside the arc on the left wing. Hinkle left side of the circle. He wants to get it to Miller. Bounce past Brianna between the two circles. Becker has it on the right wing beyond the arc. Now, bounce pass on the right lane goes to Hinkle, a whistle and a foul. The foul may be on Edgar. Yep. Make sure who the foul's on. I think it's going to be on Edgar. It will be. So Kennedy Edgar picks up her first foul. And Jennifer Hinkle will be at the line. She'll shoot a pair, looks for her first points of the game. 2:10 left to play in the first quarter. Hinkle first shot up, in and out, no good. Lid on the basket so far for the Lady Eagles. As Avery Gilman will check in. And Ramsey Brunner sets down. Next shot up, no good. A lane violation against Knox County. Wouldn't have counted. And Marceline gets it back. So Rogers will inbound to Bloss. Natalie Bloss brings it across the timeline, picked up by Pulliam. Takes it to the free throw line, had the ball knocked away. By Brianna Miller, picked up by Sragg. Tried to get it inside to Hinkle, and it's stolen away by Bloss, and Bloss walked with it. Timeout while Brianna Miller ties her shoelace. And Hinkle will inbound underneath her own basket. As Jennifer Hinkle gets it to Miller in the right corner, inside to Hinkle. Puts up the shot, no good. Hinkle goes down, no call, and Bloss comes off the rebound. To Huber. Huber on the left block. Kicks it out to Brunner. Now shots put up. Bullseye by Avery Gilman. Gilman with 3 points. And it's 15-2. Marceline with a lead. As Cameron Miller gets set to check in for Knox County. Hinkle at the top of the key. Becker on the right wing. Brianna Miller top of the key. Another three on the way. No good. And off the rebound comes Bloss. She gets it ahead to Gilman. Gilman. Oh, had a pass knocked out of bounds by Hinkle. As Cameron Miller will check in. Also checking in is Sevilla Bussman. So Bussman checks in and Bloss checks out. 1:12 left to play in the first quarter. 15-2, Marceline with a lead. Rogers gets the ball into Gilman. Or Bussman, rather. Back to Rogers. Now they give it to Brunner on the left wing. To Gilman, inside to Huber. Huber puts up the shot, a double team. Missed the shot, but do the foul. The foul's going to be on Elena Pulliam, and that's her first. So first foul on Pulliam, and Addison Huber will go to the line. She has 10, looking for 11. First shot up, got it. 11 points for Addison Huber. 16-2. Marceline with the lead. 101 left to play in the first quarter. Huber's next shot up, got it. 12 points for Addison Huber. Brianna Miller with the basketball across the timeline. Man-to-man defense by Marceline. Becker at the top of the key. Now Cameron Miller on the left side of the circle. To Sragg at the top of the key. Sragg to Cameron Miller. To Brianna at the top of the key. Brianna takes it down the left lane, puts up the shot, missed it, but drew the foul. And the foul is going to be on Avery Gilman. So Gilman picks up her first foul. And Brianna Miller will go to the line, looks for her first points of the night. Her shot up, missed it off the heel of the rim. 39 seconds left to play in the first quarter. As Brianna Miller buys it, fires it, and missed it off the front of the rim. Brewer comes off the rebound. Gets it out to Gilman. Gilman will bring it across the timeline. That the timeline gives the ball to Bussman. Now to Brunner on the right wing, and Brunner walked with it. So it goes back to Knox County. So Brianna Miller against pressure will inbound on the far sideline. As of now, just two up for grabs. They get it underneath, shots put up. It won't go down. The whistle and a foul. A foul, I think, is going to be on Savannah Sprague. And it will be. So Sprague picks up her first foul. As to the line will go Cassie Rogers. First shot by Rogers is up, in and out, no good. The lid on the basket from anything over 5 feet away. So Rogers. Second shot up, in and out, no good. And Sprague comes off the rebound. Gives the ball to Cameron Miller. Ahead it goes to Pulliam. Pulliam gives it to Becker in the right corner. Now back to Pulliam on the right block. Gets it back out to Sprague. Three-pointer on the way. No good. Right for the rebound. And out with it comes Hubert. And Hubert walked with it. So it comes back to Knox County with 6 seconds left to play in the first quarter. Cameron Miller will inbound on the near sideline. As Cameron looks for somebody. Bounce pass to Sprague. Takes it to the hoop. Lays it up. Missed it. Got her own rebound. Her putback no good. Gilman lost the rebound. And that's the end of the first quarter. With the score, Marshalline 17, Knox County 2. Back in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
Happy new tax year. The tax code grew more complicated than ever before in 2021. I'm Bobby D. Clark, certified public accountant, and I'd love the opportunity to help you make sense of those tax law changes. Give me a call at 660-397-2332 or stop by my new office located two blocks west of the four-way stop on West Lafayette Street in Edina. You can also find me on Facebook or at bobbyclark.com.
Here's your America's Best Country forecast. A winter storm watch begins at midnight Thursday morning and continues until 6 p.m. Thursday night. Cloudy tonight with a low of 44. Southerly winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Scattered rain showers likely tomorrow, highs around 56. 2 to 4 inches of snow tomorrow night through Thursday. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley on America's Best Country, 100.5 KMEM. Right now, 46.
Welcome back, everybody, to Knox County High School. I'm Donnie Middleton, and you're listening to Knox County Lady Eagle Basketball. I'm your sports leader from Northeast Missouri and Southeast Iowa. KMEM FM Memphis has inbounds pass comes to Cassie Rogers. They tried to get the ball inside, and in the ball game is Bailey Niemeyer, and the whistle and a foul. The foul is going to be on Abigail Becker, and that's her second. So they'll inbound underneath their own basket as Bussman tried to get it in and had the inbounds pass thrown away by Hinkle. Hinkle gives the ball to Brianna Miller, tried a three, no good, long rebound taken by Becker. Back to Brianna Miller on the left wing. Now pops Hinkle between the two circles. Hinkle takes it top of the key, now left side of the circle. Brianna Miller, another three on the way, no good. Hinkle again gets a long rebound. The Sprague, now back to Brianna Miller. Abigail Becker, top of the key for three, no good. And Marceline off with a rebound. And it goes to Bussman, puts up the shot, missed it, and on the rebound was taken by Niemeyer, as the foul's going to be on Becker, and that's her third. So three fouls on Abigail Becker, and at the line, Bailey Niemeyer. Her shot up, got it. So first points of the night for Niemeyer. So Cameron Miller will check in, and Becker checks out. We've got a timeout by Knox County. 7-12 left to play in the first quarter. Marceline 18, Knox County 2, back in 30 seconds. This is KMEM Sports.
It's time for the big game, and C&R Markets is your tailgate headquarters with 10-pound value-packed ground beef, only $3.49 a pound. Whole pork butts, only $1.29 a pound. Haas avocados are only 98 cents each. Doritos chips are buy one, get one free. And Red Baron pizzas, 3 for $9. Charter Reserve, deli fresh ham, and American cheese, only $5.99 a pound. And don't forget your sweetheart this weekend from everyone at C&R Markets. Be safe, be blessed, and we hope to see you soon at C&R.
7-12 left to play in the first half of this girls' game. And right now it's all Marceline, 18-2. And at the line is Bailey Niemeyer. She has one looking for two. Shots up, got it. 2 points, Bailey Niemeyer. Pressure by Marceline. Jennifer Hinkle across the timeline. Cameron Miller tried to get it down low to pull in, and it's stolen away by Bussman, as Bussman will bring it across the timeline. And double dribble the basketball. Wanted to get it to Rogers. Tried to pass off the dribble and lost control. So a turnover gives it back to Knox County. Jennifer Hankel gets it to Brianna Miller. Miller ahead of the pack. Puts up the shot and missed it. But do the foul. The foul is going to be on Chloe Doyle. So Doyle picks up the foul. That's her first. And Brianna Miller will go to the line to shoot a pair. Still looking for first points of the ball game. Trying to get Knox County off that two mark. And rattles the first one home. First point of the ball game, Brianna Miller. It's Miller. Eyes it. Fires it. Missed it. And off the rebound comes Niemeyer. Niemeyer gives the ball to Rogers. Now between the two circles. It goes to Gilman. Gilman with the basketball. They kick it over on the right wing. Shots put up by Bussman. No good, a three-pointer. And Pulliam comes off the rebound and whistle a foul. And the foul is going to be on Lucy Mosley. Is she in the ball game? Okay, so on 23, that would be Avery Gilman. So Gilman picks up her second foul. A swag across the timeline. Jennifer Hinkle takes it down the left lane, puts up the shot, missed it, but drew the foul. The foul's going to be on Cirilla Bussman. So Bussman picks up the foul, and Jennifer Hinkle will go to the line to shoot a pair. That's a 17 foul against Marceline. Hinkle's first one up, got it. But Jennifer Hinkle has a point. 19-4, Marceline with the lead, 6:30 left to play in the first half. Hinkle's second free throw, no good. And off of the rebound comes Doyle. Doyle gives it to Bussman. Bussman back to Doyle at the top of the key. Now Gilman on the left wing, on the right wing. Shot put up from three, no good. Rebound, put back up, no good. Niemeyer got it back, put it back up and in. As Rogers tried the three, and Niemeyer got the two. 21-4, Marceline with the lead as Brianna Miller takes it down the right lane. Whistle and a foul fouled on the floor. As the foul is going to be on that's Avery Gilman. That's her third. So three fouls on Gilman. Brianna Miller at the line. She has one looking for two. Shot on the way, no good. And the rebound is drawn down by Doyle. As now Gilman's going to have to step down, and Lucy Mosley will check in. The Marceline will have the basketball. Rogers will inbound to Mosley. Mosley across the timeline to Rogers on the left wing. Inside it goes to Niemeyer. Niemeyer off glass missed it. And fight for the rebound. Whistle and a foul. The foul's going to be on Elena Pulliam, and that's her second. As Doyle had the rebound, she got shoved just a little bit as Rogers will inbound underneath her own basket. Gets it out to Mosley on the left wing. Out of the left corner, Rogers. Fired a three, an air ball, and out with it comes Brianna Miller to Sreg. Trying to get it down on the block to Pulliam. Knocked away by Sussman. Now long pass down the floor intended for Mosley, as Niemeyer just airmailed Mosley out of bounds. It'll be Knox County basketball. Jennifer Hankel will inbound. Pressure by Marceline. Bounce pass to Srag. Atlanta Srag whistling a foul. The foul's going to be on Cassie Rogers. That's her first. And Atlanta Srag will go to the line to shoot a 1-1. 19 fouls against Marceline. As Atlanta Srag with two looking for three. Isaac fires it. Got it. 3 points, Atlanta Srag. Makes it 21-5. 5:26 left to play in the first half. Srag with three looking for four shots. Up, missed it, but Hankel with the rebound. Hankel puts the ball up over Niemeyer, blocked by Niemeyer. Niemeyer comes away with it. As she gets the ball in the hands of Rogers. Rogers had it knocked away. She's on the floor. The ball is just ball all the way to the station. Stays with Marceline as Agnes Real will check in for the Lady Eagles. And Elena Pulliam will set down. So Mosley on the near sideline will inbound. Gets it to Bussman between the two circles. Bussman to Niemeyer at the free throw line. Now Bussman for three. It bounces around, no good. And off the rebound, Savannah Srag, and she walked with it. So Srag in among the trees, took too many steps. Rogers underneath it on basket to inbound. Rogers tried to get it to Niemeyer, kicked away, but picked back up by Rogers. Now jump ball, already in possession, back to Knox County. Still pressured by Marceline. Jennifer Hinkle will trigger. As Hinkle slaps the ball, looks for somebody. Gets the ball in to Srag. Srag guarded by Rogers. Brings it down the near sideline. Now takes it between the two circles. Free throw line to Real on the left wing. Real gets it out to Brianna Miller at the top of the key. Now Miller down the right lane. Puts it off glass. No good. And Rogers comes off the rebound. Makes it in a hurry down the far sideline. And the ball slapped out of the hands from behind by Brianna Miller. As looks like the starters are coming back in for Marceline. Away. Natalie Bloss will inbound. Underneath her own basket. Flaps the basketball. Looks for somebody. Kicks the ball in the corner to Cameron Bergner. And shots put up by Bergner. No good out of the right corner. But a whistle and a foul on the rebound. Foul will be against Knox County. Let's see what it's going to be. It's going to be on Jennifer Hinkle, and that's her first. 17 foul against Knox County. As at the line will be Addison Huber. First shot up. Got it. That's 13 points for Addison Huber. 4:28 left to play in the first half. 22-5. Marceline with a lead. Huber's second free throw up. No good. She missed everything. And it'll come back to Knox County. Still pressure by the Lady Tigers. And bounce pass Brianna Miller. As Miller guarded by Bruner. Around Bruner. Now she kicks it off to Srag for three out of the right corner. No good. Skips across the rim. Huber comes off with the rebound. Huber gets the ball out to Bergner. Bergner brings it across the timeline. Gets the ball to Bloss on the left wing. Inside it goes to Bruner off glass. Got it. 2 points for Ramsey Bruner. 24-5. Jennifer Hankel across the timeline. And a whistle and a foul on the floor. The foul's going to be on Bergner. That's her first. 10th team foul. And Jennifer Hankel will be at the line to shoot a pair. So Hankel has one, looking for two. Eyes it, fires it, and no good. Like I said, lid on the basket for Knox County. So Hankel set for a second free throw. Shots on the way. Got it. 2 points for Jennifer Hankel. 24-6. As Bloss with the basketball. Lost, gives the ball to Berger on the left wing beyond the arc. Now Huber gets it underneath to Bruner. Off, just barely over the rim, got it to go down. 4 points for Ramsey Bruner. So Brianna Miller will bring it across the timeline. Takes it to the left wing. Picks up the dribble, gives it back to Hinkle on the left side of the circle. Hinkle will drive the basket, put up a shot, missed it. It may be on Addison Huber. Let's wait and see. And it will be. So Addison Huber picks up the foul. That's her first. Jennifer Hinkle with two, looking for three. Her shot up. It got it. Danced all over the rim. Final fell through. 3 points, Jennifer Hinkle. 26-7. Marceline with the lead. Hinkle's second free throw, no good. She almost missed everything, or maybe she did. So Marceline with the basketball. As Bloss gets it into Edgar, back to Bloss. Bergner has it on the left wing. Kicks it back out to Edgar. Now Huber at the free throw line, had a pass. Her pass slapped away and stolen away by Brianna Miller. Miller takes it down the right lane, puts up the shot, missed it, and drew the foul. And the foul's going to be on Ramsey Bruner. So Bruner picks up her second personal foul. Brianna Miller at the line to shoot a pair. One, looking for two. Shots up, missed it. As Brianna Miller stays right on the line. Again, she has one, looking for her second point. Eyes it, fires it, got it. 2 points, Brianna Miller. 26-8. Marceline with the lead with 3 minutes left to play in the half. As they give it to Edgar on the right wing, skips it to Bloss on the left wing for three. No good. And off of the rebound, Huber, but stolen away by Agnes Real. Real brings it across the timeline, bounce pass to Brianna Miller. She'll try one from downtown, bullseye. 5 points, Brianna Miller. 26-11 as Bloss. To Edgar on the left wing beyond the arc. Kicks it out to Bergner, top of the key. Now on the right wing to Bloss, dribbles out top of the key. And a 3 second violation against Marceline. So Knox County will have it. Pressure by Marceline. Jennifer Hinkle will inbound ahead. It goes to Brianna Miller to Cameron Miller. Puts it up and in. Nice fast break by the Miller sisters. Here comes Bloss. Top of the key to Bergner on the left wing. Now fast all the way by Hinkle. Hinkle in front of the pack. Lays it up. Missed it. But Hinkle fights for the rebound. It goes out of bounds. Last touch by Knox County. As Bailey Niemeyer will check back in, and Ramsey Bruner will check out. 2:07 left to play in the first half. Bloss with the basketball will bring it across the timeline. Gives it to Edgar on the left wing. Back to Bergner, top of the key. Now Bloss on the right wing. Gives it to Bergner on the left wing. Try to get it to Niemeyer on the baseline. And she's tied up by Savannah Strag. And alternating possession stays with Marson Lane. As back into the ball game will come Avery Gilman. And Bergner will check out. 1:46 left to play in the first half. So Bloss underneath her own basket inbound. Gets the ball to Edgar on the left wing. Couple of dribbles. Now Gilman will try three. Bullseye. Kennedy, or Avery Gilman, second three in the ball game. She has six. Jennifer Hinkle, now Brianna Miller for three. No good. And Miller runs down the long rebound on the left wing. Kicks it inside to Hinkle on the left block. Off glass, got it. 5 points, Jennifer Hinkle. 29-15. Lost with the basketball. Gilman has it on the left wing. Niemeyer on the left baseline. Now she has it on the left block. Gets it back out to Gilman, top of the key. Bloss has it in the right corner, dribbles to the right wing. To Gilman between the two circles. As he gets the ball over to to Edgar. Now Niemeyer on the right baseline. Gilman will try another three, airballed it. Goes out of bounds. It'll be Knox County basketball. As Cassie Rogers will check back in, Edgar will check out. Elena Pulliam checks in. Agnes Reel will check out. 48 seconds left to play in the first half. So Anna Schrag with the basketball across the timeline. Kicks it out to Brianna Miller for three. On the way, pinball getting out. No good. Schrag with a rebound. Puts it up. Passes all over. No good. And Pulliam had it. Then stolen away by Cassie Rogers. They give the ball to Gilman. Now Bloss, 15-footer, no good. And Schrag comes off the rebound to Brianna Miller. As Brianna across the timeline, takes it down the right lane, pulling into the left corner. On the left wing to Schrag. Now Henkel puts it off, glass, got it. 7 points, Jennifer Henkel. 29-17. Rogers with the basketball. Now shot put up. With the card in line, no good. And that's the end of the first half with the score. Marshalline 29, Knox County 17. Back in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
Hi, Janie here, and we at Cardwell Lumber Outside Novelty believe in providing good quality lumber at a price you can afford. We specialize in a variety of styles of lumber. Kiln-dried lumber, plywood, and hardwood flooring is just a few of the many options we offer at unbeatable prices. No order is too small or too big. Come by anytime, Monday through Friday, to see firsthand how we can make your new project look magnificent. For more information, check out our website at CardwellLumberInc.com. That's Cardwell Lumber, Novelty, Missouri. Quality that keeps staying through three generations.
The Citizens Bank of Edina has been your hometown bank for 100 years. Our loan officers have over 60 years of combined loan experience and strong agricultural backgrounds. We offer a complete line of ag loans, FSA guaranteed loans, and fixed rate Farmer Mac 2 ag real estate loans, as well as consumer and home loans. With a full line of deposit services, we are a full-service bank who can take care of all your banking needs. Our lobby hours are Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 3:30. Drive-up hours are Monday through Thursday, 8 to 4, Friday until 6, and Saturday, 8 to noon. Located south of the square in Edina, give us a call. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Keep up on all the items of local interest each week by reading the pages of the Edina Sentinel. Just wait till you see what they have to offer. Page after page of news, sports, and other information to keep you up to date on all the latest activities from the city council to county government to school events. Today, more than ever, you need to know what's going on in our community. And when you need to know, read about it in the Edina Sentinel, Knox County's only weekly paper.
Here's your America's Best Country forecast. A winter storm watch begins at midnight Thursday morning and continues until 6 p.m. Thursday night. Cloudy tonight with a low of 44. Southerly winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Scattered rain showers likely tomorrow, highs around 56. 2 to 4 inches of snow tomorrow night through Thursday. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley on America's Best Country, 100.5 KMEM. Right now, 46.
Welcome back, everybody. Knox County High School. We're at halftime of the girls' game, and Marceline in control, leading Knox County 29-17. Taking a look at the first half scoring. First four, Marceline, Ramsey Bruner with 4 points. Bailey Niemeyer with four. Natalie Pennington with 2 points. And Addison Huber with 13 points. Avery Gilman has 6 points. So I think that Ireland Bloss, well, it was Natalie Pennington. I was going to say Ireland Bloss had that too, but I don't think so. Anyway, the scoring went like this. Marceline led 17-2 after one quarter. Knox County outscored Marceline 15-12 in the second quarter, and Marceline leads here at halftime 29-17, and I'll be back with more in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
Hawkins Harrison Insurance Agency helps folks protect their lives and property in 8 Heartland communities. Their most recent policies include a landscape contractor's work comp, liability, commercial auto and equipment coverage, property coverage for solar panels, commercial liability coverage and workers' compensation for a pest control company, and auto coverage and cargo for over-the-road trucking companies. Hawkins Harrison Insurance in Edina, Cahokia, Kirksville, Lancaster, Macon, Marceline, Memphis, and Shelbina. Coverage you need, people you trust.
Your friendly dentist, Dr. Lisa Bosch here. Did you know that the hardest substance in your body is enamel? It is even harder than bone. But under enamel is a material called dentin, which is much softer than enamel. Once a cavity gets through the enamel, it spreads very fast through the dentin and then to the nerve of the tooth. That is why getting x-rays once a year is so important, so that the cavities are caught when they are in dentin before they spread and give you a toothache. So give our office a call and don't wait till you have pain. It costs a lot more then. P.S. Don't forget to smile.
COVID-19, the flu, whooping cough, measles, mumps, chicken pox. Knox County, Missouri, one thing will always remain the same. We at Knox County Health Department are here, serving you and yours. Give us a call at 660-397-3396 and find out about our immunization clinics, low-cost lab draw options, home visiting programs, and so much more. We're now located at 102 West Monticello in Edina, Missouri, and look forward to seeing you soon.
At Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri, we'll personally help you find the perfect loan to suit your needs. Vehicle loans, home loans, personal loans, ag loans, and vacation loans. Our experienced lending staff are happy to help with whatever your loan need. We have 7 locations throughout Northeast Missouri: Cahokia, Palmyra, Lancaster, Queen City, Shelbyville, Memphis, and Wayland. And every location has staff ready and waiting to serve your loan needs. Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
And welcome back, everybody, to Knox County High School. I'm Donnie Middleton, and you're listening to Knox County Lady Eagle Basketball. I'm your sports leader from Northeast Missouri and Southeast Iowa, KMEM FM Memphis. We're at halftime of the girls' game, and Marceline leading Knox County 29-17. Of course, coming up next, it's the boys' turn, Marceline and Knox County. Then coming up tomorrow night, I'll be at Schuyler County High School, as Nominger is in town to take on the Lady Ramblin' Rams. So tomorrow night, Nominger at Schuyler County. Then Thursday night, back at home, Milan will be in town to take on the Scotland County Lady Tigers and Tigers, weather permitting. So Thursday night, Milan at Scotland County. Then to finish out the regular season on Friday night, Fayette at Schuyler County, in a Lewis and Clark Conference game, boys and girls. So that's what's coming up the rest of the week on KMEM. Then we start district play on the following Monday, the 21st, at a Schuyler County District 6, Class 2. The seeding in girls went like this: number 1, Scotland County; number 2, Schuyler County; number 3, Canton; number 4, Princeton; number 5, Putnam County; and number 6, Knox County. Then on Tuesday, it's all boys, and the boys seeding: number 1, Putnam County; number 2, Knox County; number 3, Schuyler County; number 4, Scotland; number 5, Princeton; and number 6 seed is the Canton boys. Then the Class 3, District 6 at Monroe City. The girls, Monday night: number 1, South Shelby, got the number 1 seed; number 2, Palmyra; number 3, Highland; number 4, Mark Twain; number 5, Monroe City; and number 6, Clark County. On the boys' side, it was the number 1 seed went to Monroe City; number 2, Palmyra; number 3, Highland; number 4, South Shelby; number 5, Mark Twain; and number 6, Clark County. So here's what's going to happen on Monday night. Next Monday night at starting at Schuyler County, we'll have both those games live. 2 girls' games starting at 6 o'clock, a 4-5 matchup, Putnam County and Princeton. And following that, a 3-6 matchup, Canton will play in Knox County at 7:30. Then streaming on KMEM, we'll have, be down in Monroe City, a 3-6 matchup at 7:30. Number 3, Highland, will play number 6, Clark County. Then on next Tuesday, we'll have all boys, 2 games from Schuyler County, 1 game from Monroe City. The streaming game will be from Monroe City. It's a 3-6 matchup, as Highland will play Clark County boys at 7:30. From Queen City, at 6 o'clock. Scotland County boys, the 4-5 matchup. Number 4, Scotland County, will play number 5, Princeton. At 7:30, number 3, Scotland County, will play number 6, Canton. So we've got a lot more basketball for you. We'll get through this week and then another big week of basketball on KMEM. We're at halftime of the girls' game. And Marceline leading Knox County 29-17. And I'll be back in 30 seconds. This is KMEM Sports.
The Knox County R1 School District would like to thank its parents and community for their continued support. Our facility upgrades and cutting-edge technology create an educational environment that enhances learning and promotes creativity. Because of you, we are able to provide students a quality education that prepares them for the future. Thank you, Knox County, for your dedication to our youth.
Welcome back, everybody. Knox County High School. We get set to start the second half of this girls' game. And Marceline leading 29-17, and Knox County will have the basketball. As Jennifer Henkel will inbound on the far sideline. As Henkel looks for somebody. Man-to-man defense by Marceline gets it in the swag. She takes it among the trees, gets it to Becker. Becker, a little five-footer, got it. First two for Abigail Becker. 10-point Marceline lead as Bloss with the basketball gives it to Edgar. Three-pointer off the right wing, no good. And Abigail Becker with the rebound. We had a Miller. Miller will take it right to the hoop, lays it up, missed it. And Ramsey Bruner off the rebound. Marceline the other way. As with the basketball, Kathy Rogers still in the ball game, gives it to Bloss on the left wing. Edgar, now Rogers on the right wing. To Edgar, back to Bloss on the left wing. On the left baseline, Bruner. They get it inside to Addison Huber. She was on the left block, and then she drew the foul. Let's see who the foul's going to be on. They're going to call it on Jennifer Henkel, and that's two fouls on Jennifer Henkel. The Marceline underneath their own basket gets it to Edgar. Now three-pointer on the way. Okay, that's Pennington. That's her number. So I assume it's going to be, I've been calling her Bloss all this time. Bloss is 14. So it's Pennington with 5 points. Now there was a three-pointer put up by Abigail Becker. Rebound goes out of bounds with last touch by Marceline. So Jennifer Henkel will inbound. To Schrag. Puts it up and off the rim. Got it to stay there and finally roll in 5 points to Adam Schrag. 32-21. Marceline up by 11. Rogers on the left wing. On the left baseline, the left corner now. Bruner. Back to Rogers. Edgar at the top of the key. Edgar gives it to Rogers on the left wing. Skips to the right wing to Edgar. Now, Huber at the free throw line. Pennington, another three on the way, no good. Rebound tipped around out where it comes to Jennifer Henkel. Henkel will take it right to the hoop, lays up the shot, missed it. And now Bloss off the rebound. No, that's Rogers. Too many fours. So Kathy Rogers has it on the left wing. On the left baseline, it goes to Brenner underneath the Huber, puts up the shot, missed it. And Huber gets it on the rebound. Nice hustle by Huber. Three-pointer top of the key by Pennington. No good. Jennifer Henkel comes off the rebound. Henkel across the timeline. Now three by Miller off the left wing, or right wing. No good. Huber with the rebound. As Huber had the ball slapped away, but picked up by Pennington. Pennington takes it to the hoop, lays it up, got it. Natalie Pennington with 7 points. 34-21. Henkel. Takes it right into the block, puts up the shot, missed it. Through the foul. The foul, I think, is going to be on Kathy Rogers. Let's see. It will be. So Kathy Rogers picks up her second personal foul, and Jennifer Henkel will go to the line, and she'll shoot a pair. Her shot up, no good. 7 points for Jennifer Henkel. 5:31 left to play in the third quarter. as Hinkle eyes it, fires it, got it. 8 points for Jennifer Hinkle. 12-point Marceline lead with the basketball. It's Pennington to the top of the key. Now Rogers on the right wing beyond the arc. To Brunner on the right baseline. Just an inside to Huber. Huber bounced it off her foot. It goes out of bounds. So a little pressure by Marceline. Jennifer Hinkle will inbound. Gets the ball out to Becker. Becker down the near sideline. Gets the ball to Sarag. Sarag kicks it out to Brianna Miller on the right wing. Dribbled right to the basket. Lays it up. Got it. 7 points, Brianna Miller. 10-point Marceline lead with the basketball. Pennington, top of the key to Rogers on the right wing beyond the arc. Now offensive foul on Kathy Rogers as she pushed off on Strag. So that's 3 fouls on Kathy Rogers. Jennifer Hinkle will inbound as Marceline backs off the press. They'll go half court man to man. Brianna Miller brings it across the timeline. Long three on the way off the heel of the rim. No good. Fights for the rebound. Huber comes away with it. Huber waits for help. Gets the ball to Edgar on the left wing. Now Rogers between the two circles. Back to Edgar on the left wing. Gets it out to Pennington. Top of the key to Rogers on the right wing. Huber at the free throw line. It's stolen away by Hinkle. Hinkle puts the shot up. Missed it. But through the foul, is going to be on Addison Huber. As Huber picks up her second personal foul, as Gilman will check in, get set to check in, and also Lucy Mosley will check in. As Hinkle's first one up, got it. 9 points for Jennifer Hinkle. So Mosley will check in, Edgar checks out, and Gilman checks in. And also Addison Huber checks out. So Jennifer Hinkle's second free throw, got it. She has 10. And it's an 8-point Marceline lead. Pennington across the timeline at the top of the key. She'll spot a three. No good off the front of the rim. Huber with a rebound. Puts it back up and in. 15 points for Addison Huber. And now Marceline wants a timeout. 4:15 left to play in the third quarter. It's Marceline 36, Knox County 26. Back in a minute. This is KNEM Sports.
It's all about you. It's all about you. To us, it's very clear. It's you, you're why we're here.
At People's Bank of Wauconda, let us help start saving for your future. We want to help make your dreams come true, and we have several account options available to help you save. We offer regular savings accounts, money market accounts, certificate of deposits, individual retirement accounts, and club accounts. Turn your dreams into reality. Open a People's Bank savings account today. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Left to play in the third quarter. 10-point Marceline lead, Knox County with basketball. Srag between the two circles to Hinkle on the right block. Hinkle in among the trees, but of a shot blocked. And Addison Huber comes away with it to Mosley. As Mosley will bring it across the timeline between the two circles to Pennington on the right wing. Brunner on the right baseline. Drives the right baseline off glass. Got it. 6 points for Ramsey Brunner. 12-point Marceline lead, 38-26. There's another three on the way. Bullseye! Brianna Miller with 10 points. 9-point Marceline lead. Pennington to the top of the key. Mosley on the right wing. Brunner on the right baseline to Mosley. Now, ball's loose on the floor. Becker tried to save it, but she did right to Mosley. Now, Gilman back to Brunner on the right baseline. Gilman top of the key. Pennington will try a three. Bullseye. 10 points for Natalie Pennington. 41-29. Marceline with the lead as Now James Dent wants a timeout. 3:03 left to play in the third quarter. It's Marceline 41 and Knox County 29. Back in a minute. This is KNN Sports.
Everyone is talking about healthcare these days. America spends twice that of other developed countries on our healthcare system, yet our health ranks near the bottom. How can we stop spending so much and getting so little? Shifting to a system based on primary care can help fix the problem. Patients with a primary care doctor live longer, healthier lives and are less likely to suffer from cancer, heart disease, or stroke. Primary care that is comprehensive and coordinated also saves money. Patients who have a primary care doctor spend 30% less on health care than patients who don't. States with a high number of primary care doctors have lower health care costs and higher quality care. Primary care can help make America healthy again. To learn more about the benefits of primary care, visit www.healthisprimary.org. This message is brought to you by America's Family Physicians.
Welcome back, everybody. Knox County High School, 3:03 left to play in the third quarter of the girls' game. 12-point Marceline lead as Jen Hinkle throws the inbound pass to Savannah Sprague right through her hands and out of bounds. So it goes back to Marceline. Gilman will inbound. Gets the ball to Pennington, but Gilman on the left wing, on the left baseline to Bruner. Now Pennington on the right wing. Top of the key to Mosley. Gilman has it on the left wing. Out pops Pennington between the two circles. Pennington to the top of the key. To Gilman. Huber at the high post. Gives it left wing to Pennington. Now Gilman has it on the right wing. Brenner gets it inside to Huber. Puts up the shot, missed it. And off the rebound, Brianna Miller. As Brianna takes it to the hoop, puts up the shot, missed it, but due to foul. As Brianna Miller will go to the line to shoot a pair, the foul's going to be on Lucy Mosley, and that's her first. The first foul on Mosley. 10 points for Brianna Miller, looking for 11. Shots up, no good. This has been very unusual for Knox County girls to miss as many free throws as they have tonight. So Miller, second free throw on the way, missed that one. And Huber off the rebound. Gives the ball to Pennington, and Pennington brings it across the timeline, top of the key, finds Gilman. In the right corner. Inside it goes to Brenner. Her five-footer, no good. Huber, put back, no good. Brenner gets it as Brenner was pushed by Becker. And I think Abigail Becker just picked up her fourth foul. And, yes, she did. So four fouls of Becker. Kristen Miller will check in. Becker will set down with four personal fouls. Pennington underneath the own basket, gets it into Bruner. First shot, no good. Second shot, got it. 8 points for Ramsey Bruner. 43-29. Marceline with the lead. Less than 2 minutes left to play in the half. There's a three-pointer by Brianna Miller, no good. And Jennifer Hinkle off with the rebound. And she was fouled. Fouls are going to be against Marceline. And they call it collared. On Bailey Niemeyer. That's her first. Her second on Niemeyer. Out of the left corner, three-pointer on the way. No good. Hinkle with the rebound. Hinkle and a double team. And a whistle and a foul. The foul's going to be on Lucy Mosley. So Mosley's going to pick up the foul. That's her second. Well, we've got one foul on Niemeyer. Maybe it might have been on, nope, wasn't on Gilman. We can see how this one plays out. Now the officials are talking this over to make sure they got the right person. Let's wait and see. Well, they called a foul on Niemeyer, and Niemeyer's not even on the floor. Maybe that's what they're talking about. So they call the foul on Bailey Niemeyer before the last foul. She wasn't on the floor, but it said number 13. So now I think that's what they're talking about, who got the foul before. Okay, so it may have been on Huber. There's a three involved there. So it might have been on Addison Huber. So it's going to be on Addison Huber, I think, so they're going to call it. Yep. Now they got that straight. And that's why I couldn't figure out why there was two fouls or three, whatever it was. So Niemeyer, I didn't think she was on the floor, but little do I know. Jennifer Hinkle will inbound, gets to the pull-in. Now on the left wing, beyond the arc, Brianna Miller. Brianna now risks it, puts up the shot, block, pull-in, comes away with it. And a three-second violation against Knox County. So 1:33 left to play in the third quarter. 43-29, Marceline with a lead and the basketball. It is now Pennington. Tries to get it down to Brenner. Air-melded over Brenner's head and out of bounds. So we traded turnovers. Now Jennifer Hinkle gets the ball to Savannah Schrag. And Schrag will walk it across the timeline. Man-to-man defense by Marceline Gilman. Picks up Schrag. Now Jennifer Hinkle takes down the left leg. Kicks the pull-in on the left baseline to Schrag. Now Jennifer Hinkle in the left corner. Out to Miller. That's Briston. Three-pointer by Brianna. No good off the front of the rim. And a rebound to Hinkle. Hinkle underneath the basket. Puts up the shot. Got it as she's falling down. 12 points for Jennifer Hinkle. Now Brenner takes it to the basket. And she was fouled by Brianna Miller. It was on the floor. So that's the first foul on Brianna. Now we're going to call it on Pulliam. That's the third foul on Elena Pulliam. Pennington underneath it on basket to inbound. Pass it right to Jennifer Hinkle. Now Hinkle takes it to the hoop, puts up the shot. Looks like it was blocked by Mosley, but we're going to call Mosley for the foul. That's three fouls on Lucy Mosley. So Mosley picks up the foul, and Jennifer Hinkle will go to the line to shoot a pair. 12 points for Jennifer Hinkle, looking for 13. Shots up. Got it. 13 points for Hinkle. 43-32. 11-point Marceline lead. As Hinkle, check shot on the way. Got them both. 14 points for Jennifer Hinkle. 10-point Marceline lead with the basketball. It's Pennington. Takes the top of the key. Finds Gilman on the right wing. The right side of the circle. Pennington on the left wing. Mosley at the top of the key. Kicks it down to Brenner on the left baseline. To Pennington. To Mosley. Now Gilman. Back to Brenner off the baseline from 15. No good. And Hinkle comes off with the rebound. 15 seconds and counting left to play in the third quarter. Hinkle on the left side of the circle. Schrag for three. No good. And the rebound was slapped out of bounds by Brianna Miller with 6 seconds left to play in the third quarter. Mosley will inbound to Pennington. Pennington gets it to Gilman on the right wing on the right baseline. Brenner. Now Gilman for three. No good. And off the end of the third quarter with the score. Marceline 43, Knox County 33. Back in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
Keep your AGCO equipment operating at peak performance this season and every season with a full selection of AGCO parts from the Farm Shop in Edina. They make hydraulic hoses and carry all the other genuine parts you need for productive, profitable farming year-round. Come check out their selection of AGCO parts. Their experienced parts specialists will help you find exactly what you need. Stop by the Farm Shop in Edina today or visit their website at farmshopinc.com to learn more.
Here's your America's Best Country forecast. A winter storm watch begins at midnight Thursday morning and continues until 6 p.m. Thursday night. Cloudy tonight with a low of 44. Southerly winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Scattered rain showers likely tomorrow. Highs around 56. 2 to 4 inches of snow tomorrow night through Thursday. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Frobley on America's Best Country, 100.5 KMEM. Right now, 43.
Welcome back, everybody. Knox County High Schools. We start the final 8 minutes of the schools game. It's Marceline 43 and Knox County 33. Marceline will have the basketball as Mosley inbounds to Pennington. Now Huber has it on the right side of the circle to give it to Pennington for three. Airballed it. And the rebound is run down by Gilman in the right corner. Out to Mosley for three. In and out, no good. And Hinkle off with the rebound, a whistle of a foul. And the foul is going to be on Chloe Doyle. That's her second. So Doyle picks up her second personal foul. And that is the 18th foul against Marshall Lane. Jennifer Hinkle will be at the line. She has 14, looking for 15. Eyes it, fires it, got it. 15 points for Jennifer Hinkle. 9-point Marceline lead, 43-34. As Hinkle eyes it, fires it, got them both. 16 points for Hinkle. 8-point Marceline lead. As 2-1-2 zone for Knox County. Pennington gives it to Mosley. On the wing, now lost the ball, picked up by Brianna Miller. Brianna will take it to the house, lays it up, got it. 12 points, Brianna Miller. 6-point Marceline lead. As Doyle with the back for another bad pass taken by Brianna Miller. Takes it to the hoop, lost it. But picked up by Schrag. Her put back, no good. And Huber comes away with it to Pennington. As Pennington gets the ball to Doyle on the right baseline. Back to Mosley. Mosley's 15 footer on the way, no good. And Huber loses the ball, rebound out of bounds. It'll be Knox County basketball. 6-point Marceline lead, 43-37. Brianna Miller gives it to Schrag. Schrag brings it across the timeline. Jennifer Hinkle to the top of the key, takes it down the right lane, lost the dribble, picked up by Doyle to Huber. As Huber takes it right to the hoop, and a foul is going to be on Abigail Becker. She tried to draw the charge, didn't get the right time, and Becker just fouled out. As Cameron Miller will check in. Abigail Becker gets a hand as she comes out. She tried to take, and it was very, very close. But Addison Huber will be at the line to shoot a pair. She has 15, looking for 16 shots up off the heel of rim, dances around, no good. So Huber, still with 15, still looking for 16. Isaac fires it. Dance around, this time danced down, 16 points for Addison Huber. 7-point Marceline Lee. Here comes Schrag across the timeline. Jennifer Hinkle to the free throw line. Kicks out to Schrag on the left wing beyond the arc. Inside to Hinkle. Back to Schrag in the corner. And lost him, saved in bounds right to Gilman. Gives it to Mosley. Mosley to Gilman on the right wing beyond the arc. Inside to Doyle. And now ball's loose. Hinkle dives on it. And they're going to call Hinkle for the travel. So Marceline dodged the bullet right there. Pennington underneath from basket will inbound. Pennington gets it inside to Mosley on the right block. Mosley falls down. Now a jump ball on it into possession. Back to Knox County. 6:07 left to play in the game. 44-37, a 7-point Marceline lead. Schrag with the basketball to the top of the key. Out to Brianna Miller, long three on the way, bullseye. 4-point Marceline lead, 44-40. As Pennington gives the ball to Gilman, to Pennington on the right wing, Gilman on the left wing. As Gilman puts up the shot, got it. That's 8 points for Avery Gilman, and now Marceline wants a timeout. 5:39 was the play in the ball game. Marshalling 46, Knox County 40. Back in 30 seconds, this is KMAM Sports.
Boost yields and reduce input costs by more efficiently and effectively applying fertilizer. Northeast Missouri Co-op Services in Edina is a valued supplier for fertilizer, anhydrous, and chemical application for the surrounding area. Northeast Missouri Co-op Services provides many additional services to the local farmers, including seed, diesel fuel, soil testing, and propane. Anyone can sell fertilizer. Northeast Missouri Co-op Services in Edina delivers it with service.
Welcome back, everybody. Knox County High School. A lot of time left in this game. 5:39, 46-40. Marceline with the lead. Knox County with the basketball. Jennifer Hinkle will inbound to Sragg. Savannah will bring it across the timeline. Takes down the right lane in among the trees. Throws up the shot. Not really a good shot. Huber comes off with the basketball. She gives the ball to Mosley. Now Gilman on the left wing skips to the right wing to Mosley. Mosley to the block, kicked it back out to Pennington for three. On the way, no good. Doyle's put back, no good. Doyle walked with it, no call. And now a shot's put up by Gilman, no good. And the rebound slapped out of bounds. Last touch by Knox County. So Pennington will inbound underneath their own basket. Pennington looks for somebody, still looks. Gets it to Mosley for three. No good. Fight for the rebound. Huber comes away with it. From the right wing. Gets it out to Pennington. Now Gilman. Huber at the free throw line. Mosley on the left wing. Mosley falls down, loses the ball. Goes out of bounds. It'll be Knox County basketball. So Knox County down by six with the ball with 4:45 left to play. Sragg will bring it across the timeline. Drag to the top of the key. Now Brianna Miller between the two circles to Cameron Miller. And Cameron makes a bad pass. Stolen away by Mosley. Mosley is fouled before the shot. The foul's going to be on Elena Pulliam. That's her fourth. So four fouls on Elena Pulliam. That's only the 15th foul against Knox County. It'll be Pennington to inbound for the Lady Tigers underneath their own basket. Kicks it out to Gilman, top of the key to Mosley in the left corner. Inside Doyle couldn't hang on to the pass, stolen away by Sragg. And Sragg will bring it across the timeline. Gives it to Brianna Miller between the two circles. Brianna takes it down to the hoop, puts up the shot, missed it. That was over Gilman, and off the rebound is Mosley. Gets it down on the block. Shot put up good by Huber. Addison Huber with 18 points. 8-point Marceline lead. Brianna Miller again will take it to the hoop. Lays it up. Missed a wide open layup. And Gilman off the rebound. Gets it out to Mosley. Mosley fans out to the right wing. Now Gilman for three. No good. And Pennington chasing down the rebound on the left wing. Out to Gilman. Try to get it to Huber. A pass stolen away by Cameron Miller. Gets it ahead to Sragg. Sragg in the left corner, still with the dribble. Out to Hinkle on the left wing. Pulliam between the two circles. Now Brianna Miller between the two circles. Sragg has it on the left wing. And James Dent wants a timeout. 3:23 left to play in the ball game. Marceline 48, Knox County 40. And I'll be back in 60 seconds, this is KMM Sports.
Over 50,000 police officers are assaulted on the job each year, leading to injuries and death. This is the reality they deal with when making contact with the public. Another reality is that if someone doesn't comply with a lawful order or uses force against them, police may have to use sufficient force in response to obtain compliance. Use of force is always ugly. Nobody likes it, especially police, and nobody knows how it will turn out. Spread the word. For de-escalation to work, both parties must de-escalate. And de-escalation isn't necessary if there is no escalation. Help police by not escalating. Don't attack or try to disarm an officer. Whether it's getting asked a question, getting a citation, or getting arrested, don't argue. Don't resist. Don't flee. After the encounter has been resolved is the time to address any complaints. Comply now, complain later. Keep everybody safe. This message brought to you by the National Police Association. To learn more about how to help law enforcement accomplish its goals, visit nationalpolice.org.
3:23 left to play in the ball game. 48-40, Marsh leads the lead. Knox County with the basketball. Brianna Miller will inbound. Try to get it to Strag. Didn't lead her, let her too far, and Mosley comes away with it. Gets the ball out to Edgar back in the ball game. Mosley on the left wing. Cut off on the left baseline. Now Pennington time. Keep a three. Bullseye. 13 points, Natalie Pennington. 51-40. Marcelina by 11. Under 3 minutes left to play. A swag to the free throw line. Cameron Miller on the right wing. Down the left lane, Jennifer Hinkle. Brianna Miller takes it to the hoop. Puts up a shot blocked by Doyle. And out with it comes Pennington. Pennington across the timeline and gives the ball to Edgar on the left wing. Edgar gives it to Mosley between the two circles. Hubert at the top of the key. Pennington, another three on the way. In and out, no good. And Pulliam comes off the rebound. Here's an arrow swag. The swag will bring it across the timeline. Kicks it to Cameron Miller. Now a three-pointer out of the right corner and airballed it. Mosley comes out with it. As Mosley will bring it across the timeline. Pennington on the left wing. At the free throw line, Huber. And now Jordan Beck wants another timeout. 2:09 left to play in the ball game. Marceline 51, Knox County 40. Back in 30 seconds, this is KMEM Sports.
Keep up with what's going on in your area with a subscription to the Hometown Journal. The Hometown Journal takes great pride in offering you up-to-date coverage on everything that goes on in Clark County and in your hometown. Nowadays, it's not enough just to be smart. You also have to be up-to-date, and you'll always be up-to-date if you subscribe to the Hometown Journal. Order your subscription or renew your old one today by calling 660-727-3383. The Hometown Journal in Cahokia is a proud sponsor of Clark County Indian Sports.
2:09 left to play in the ball game. Marceline up by 11, 51-40 with the basketball. Out of bounds underneath their own basket. As Natalie Pennington will inbound. Slaps the ball, looks for somebody. Gets it into Huber. Huber puts up the shot, missed it, but drew the foul. And Addison Huber will go to the line to shoot a pair. The foul's going to be on Cameron Miller. That's her first. And Addison Huber with 18 points, and that's – oh, they called it on the later. Pulliam, okay. So Pulliam just fouled out of the ball game. Now Tristan Miller will check in. 2:07 left to play. Addison Huber with 18 points, looking for 19. Isaac fires it, got it. 19 points for Addison Huber. 52-40, back to a 12-point lead. Knox County had pulled within four. Huber's second free throw on the way. Got him both. She has 20. 13-point Marceline lead. Swag will bring it across the timeline. Around the top of the key. Kicks it out to Kristen Miller. Three-pointer attempt. No good off the left wing. And Huber off the rebound. Under 2 minutes left to play. Edgar has it between the two circles. As Edgar gives it to Pennington on the deep left wing. Out pops Mosley between the two circles. Mosley back to Pennington on the deep left wing. Pennington guarded by Cameron Miller. Gives it to Mosley on the right baseline. Little 5-foot jumper, no good. Doyle off the rebound. Three-pointer on the way, no good. An air ball by Pennington. And out with it comes Jennifer Hinkle. The Strag. And the Strag will bring it across the timeline to the left wing. Gets it to Camden Miller. Now Brianna for three. No good. And Mosley off the rebound. Mosley will take your time. Down to a minute left to play. Edgar will bring it across the timeline. Gives it to Pennington on the deep left wing. Now pops Mosley in the center circle. Edgar on the right wing. Edgar out of a double team to Huber at the free throw line. Pennington out between the two circles. And Mosley on the left wing skips to the right wing to Edgar. Back to Pennington between the two circles. The left wing to Mosley. Inside Doral on the left block. Kicks it back to Mosley. Skips it across to Edgar on the right wing. Now a bad pass to Pennington. Stole away by Cameron Miller. As Campbell lost the handle on the basketball and threw it right back to Kennedy Edgar. As Edgar, guarded by Srag, gets it across the timeline to Mosley. Man-to-man defense by Knobs. Pennington on the right wing gets it back out to Edgar. Now a bad pass, stole away by Pakel. Puts up the shot, missed it, but drew the foul. The foul's going to be on Kennedy Edgar, and that's her second. So Jennifer Henkel will go to the line and shoot two shots with 5 seconds left to play in the ball game. Henkel is 16 points, looking for 17. First shot up, left a little bit short. 53-40, Marceline with the lead. As Henkel eyes it, fires it, and again stepped over the line too quick. So wouldn't have counted had it gone. And Marceline's going to win this ball game. Inbounds to Pennington, down to two, down to one, and back into the ball game. With the score, Marceline 53 and Knox County 40. Back to wrap this one up in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
Whether the bank is open or closed, with an automatic teller card, you can get cash and handle several other banking transactions 24 hours a day. Bank service when you need it. With an automatic teller card, the bank is never closed. Cahokia State Bank, member FDIC.
Hindsight really is 20/20. If I had a dollar for everyone who said they should have went to SEC instead of the Big U, I'd be on a beach right now and not talking to you. That's because you don't realize how painful 15 years of student loans are until you have to repay them, and how some of the best jobs out there don't need a four-year degree. It's your decision, so you owe it to yourself to check out SEC before you choose a college and see if we're right for you. Southeastern Community College. You don't have to go far to go far. Visit sceciowa.edu.
Many businesses come and go, but Andy's Maytag Home Appliance Center in Cahokia has stood the test of time. Andy's Maytag Home Appliance Center has been serving the Cahokia and surrounding area for over 40 years. They sell quality brand Maytag and Amana appliances that include refrigerators, washers and dryers, dishwashers and freezers. They also offer parts and repair, and they can even do special ordering. Hours are Monday through Friday from 9 to 5 and on Saturday from 9 to noon. Andy's Maytag Home Appliance Center is located on the corner of North Lincoln and Main Streets in Cahokia.
Alcohol and driving don't mix. Preliminary statistics for 2020 indicate 10 people died and 274 were injured in traffic crashes where underage people chose to drink and drive. In addition to facing the results of the traffic crash, they were drinking, a bad choice at an age, and an illegal choice in these cases. Never drink under the age of 21. Never drink and drive. Obey the laws regarding alcohol. A public service announcement from Corporal Justin Dunn of the Missouri State Highway Patrol.
And welcome back, everybody, Knox County High School. It's the final as the Marceline ladies win their ninth game of the year by defeating Knox County 53-40. We'll take a look at the scoring force for Marceline. Ramsey Brunner with 8 points. Bailey Niemeyer with four. Natalie Pennington with 13 points. Avery Gilman with eight. And Addison Huber with 20. For Knox County, Brianna Miller with 15 points. Savannah Srag with five. Jennifer Henkel with 16. Cameron Miller with two. And Abigail Becker with 2 points. Get that right. Marceline led 17-2 after one quarter. Knox outscored Marceline 15-12 in the second quarter. Marceline led 29-17 at the half. In the third quarter, Knox again outscored Marceline 16-14. Marceline led 43-33 after three. Then in the fourth quarter, it was Marceline outscoring Knox County 10-7 and Lady Tigers won it 53-40. Marceline improves to 9-12, while Knox County girls 2-20. It's senior night here at Knox County tonight, and seniors and their parents are being introduced. So it may stay tuned to KMM. It may be a while for the boys' game, but we'll have it right here for you. So let's take it back to Dave Bowden in the KMM studios. Again, Marceline wins it over Knox County, 53-40. This is KMM Sports.